For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This sound still lives in the memories of many U.S. veterans. It's the Huey helicopter that carried thousands of troops into combat during the Vietnam War. Historian Fritz Hamer said Vietnam was different from any previous war the United States had been involved in.
It wasn't a conventional war. The front lines were indistinct. They were everywhere. That's something that American commanders had a tough time dealing with. And so there were very few traditional battles.
Hamer said France once ruled Vietnam but was driven out in 1954. The Geneva Accords ended French rule and temporarily divided the country. It was supposed to be reunited by an election in 1956, but the South refused to hold elections, plunging the country into civil war. America only sent advisors to South Vietnam until the Gulf of Tonkin incident in 1964, said Hamer.
Reputedly, North Vietnamese gunboats took on American destroyers that were monitoring the Gulf of Tonkin on the coast of North Vietnam. That led to a strike as retaliation, and it was hoped that this would lead to negotiations, and it did not. After another attack on an American helicopter base, Johnson decided to send in troops.
In 1968, Wade Fulmer of Graniteville was a draftee who didn't quite know why he was being sent overseas.
And so my attitude was when I got drafted, well, if I wind up going to Vietnam, my country is sending me, and there must be a reason. Though I did not understand it, I had that kind of trust in government at that time.
Fulmer soon found out about the dangers of fighting a guerrilla war where soldiers rarely face the enemy.
We often would encounter snipers. You always had to deal with the booby traps. You could get rocketed, which we did. But in all these situations, there was always that worry in the back of your mind. You wondered whether you would be around the next day.
Fighting in the fields and mountains, Fulmer saw and knew of the horrors that are a part of all wars. He said the initial trust he had in his government began to erode.
It did not take long. It was within the first week that I knew or asked the question as, what is going on? But none of my comrades had any answers either.
Vietnam was a bizarre, weird, surreal place. You could die over there.
Jim Knight of Aiken cheerfully volunteered for the Army in 1965. After 17 months in Germany, he found Vietnam a joltingly different experience.
You could be physically torn up. Your body could be trashed in ways that you would never recover from. It changed my entire worldview.
Like Fulmer and most other veterans, Knight lost friends in combat and came to question the motives that sent him to fight in Asia.
Maybe I'd been fed what other people might call propaganda. I felt used. I felt dirty. I had served my country. I was proud of that. But there were an awful lot of people asking an awful lot of questions that it took a few years for me to be able to say, well, now, wait a minute. Why are they asking that?
Hamer said more than 900 South Carolinians died in Vietnam. Fulmer, who works with veterans groups, acknowledges that more attention is being paid to the war and to its veterans, and he is happy that it is no longer being swept under the carpet. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.